Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 8th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
SBF AG reports robust operational performance in the first half of 2025. SBF AG, a publicly traded company specializing in innovative solutions for rolling stock, lighting, electromechanics, and sensor technology, reported a robust operational performance in the first half of 2025. Despite a challenging market environment, the group revenue reached €21.9 million with a high order backlog. EBITDA rose to €0.5 million due to restructuring measures and efficiency improvements. The company confirmed its outlook for 2025, with revenue expected to be between €43 to €46 million and EBITDA between €1.5 to €2.5 million. SBF sees new opportunities arising from investments in infrastructure, mobility, and defense, and is well positioned to pursue these opportunities for future growth.
Investor news breaks. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., PL American, PLG PTM, set to benefit amid strategic metal play. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., PLG, is strategically positioned to benefit from the increasing importance of platinum and palladium in modern defense technology. With the development of the world-class Waterberg project in South Africa, Platinum Group Metals is poised to supply these critical metals for defense and industrial applications. The company's focus on advancing the high-quality Waterberg project aligns with the growing demand for metals that power innovation in the defense sector. For more information about Platinum Group Metals Ltd. and the Waterberg project, visit www.platinumgroupmetals.net.
Rock breaks. Fairchild Gold Corp to acquire Golden Arrow Project in Nevada for $5 million. Fairchild Gold Corp, listed on the TSXV as FAIR, has entered into a memorandum of understanding to acquire the Golden Arrow Project in Nevada for $5 million. This acquisition will give Fairchild a 100% interest in the advanced stage gold property, expanding their total land position by 170% to 64.5 square kilometers. The Golden Arrow Project boasts a historic resource of 420,000 ounces of gold with an average grade of 0.75 grams per ton and has undergone over 61,000 meters of drilling. As part of the deal, Fairchild will issue 12.5 million shares, a $3.5 million secured note, and a 0.5% NSR royalty to Emergent Metals Corp. Guy Lozier, a veteran mining engineer from Barrick, Newmont, and Agnico Eagle, will be appointed as technical director to advance the project's development. Rockbreaks ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, begins on-site validation at Planta Magdalena project in Colombia. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESU and on the OTCQB as ESUF, has deployed its geological and engineering team to Colombia to commence on-site validation at the Planta Magdalena project. This follows the Memorandum of Understanding signed on August 20, 2025. The field program's objectives include confirming historic tailings grades, evaluating site infrastructure, and exploring opportunities within the Bolivar concession area. Bulk samples from Colombia and Quebec are undergoing metallurgical testing at ALS Global in Val d'Or to verify gold and silver recoveries under ES Gold's clean processing framework. CEO Gordon Robb expressed excitement, stating, "With our team on the ground, we're transitioning from intent to action, advancing our strategy for responsible gold and silver production." For more information on ES Gold Corp., visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., American TMQ, TSXV. Stock surges on reported 10% Trump administration stake in EO for Ambler Road permits. Trilogy Metals Inc. stock surged over 200% following news of the Trump administration's 10% equity stake, equity stake valued at 35.6 million NERS with warrants for an additional 7.5% interest. President Trump also signed an executive order to reinstate and approve permits for the Ambler Access Project, a 211-mile road connecting Alaska's Ambler Mining District to the state highway system. The district holds significant copper, cobalt, silver, gold, lead, and other critical metals. This decision reverses a 2024 ruling and highlights a federal focus on domestic strategic mineral development. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. is one to watch. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. has agreements to develop the Panguna mine, estimated at $100 billion in copper and gold reserves. The company's diverse projects in mining, lime production, and energy infrastructure position it for multi-stream revenue generation. With leadership experienced in Bougainville and worldwide capital markets, Numa Numa is well-placed in the global economic trends for gold and copper. Numa Numa Resources focuses on unlocking opportunities in Bougainville, where its management has lived and worked for 10 years. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. This segment was brought to you by Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors.
Trump orders road construction in Alaska to boost extraction of zinc, copper. President Trump has approved the construction of a 211-mile road in Alaska to facilitate the mining of copper, zinc, and other critical minerals. This project, previously halted during the Biden administration for environmental reasons, aims to address concerns about future mineral supply shortages. Canadian exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are actively involved in this sector. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.